Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Love Light Radio. I am Michelle Ambergy. I'm your host. And this is Love Light Radio Show on Blog Talk. So excited to be here today. It is June 17, 2016 today. Love Light Radio is all about things metaphysical, spiritual, and mystical. And I kind of want to start out by talking about, I understand it's supposed to get hot, hot, hot this weekend here in sunny Southern California. So everybody stay cool, drink lots of water, keep your kids and pets cool and hydrated as well. And I got to say it, for God's sake, do not leave them in the hot car. Seriously, folks, every summer we hear about tragedies when kids and pets get left in the hot car. So summer is here. Please be smart. So today we are talking about, are you psychic or intuitive or an empath or maybe all the above? We're really going to get into what the different words are, what they mean, what the different clairsenses are, because it's really important. It's my belief that everybody has these gifts. I believe that they are very much a part of who we are as our physical senses, as seeing and hearing and touching and smelling. And it's really important that we know that these are all a part of us. And so I'm going to go over all this stuff so that you guys kind of understand what all these different terms are. And as we're talking about it, I'm inviting you to kind of take notes as to what things you're kind of tapped into, what's coming up for you. Okay, but before we get too far into our topic of the day, I want to remind you that I'm going to be taking a few calls a little bit later. And we can do mini readings. You can ask about any of the information that's coming through. You can ask about maybe, you know, if you're not sure if you're clairaudient or clairsentient or an empath. We could talk about that real quick. So ask the questions. That's what we're here for. Please keep your questions really quick and clear so we can get to as many people as possible, because right now we've got a bunch of people on the phone already. If you need a longer reading, if you need more time with me, I'm available for personal sessions, okay? And you can find out more on my website at michelleambergy.com, and it's M-I-C-H-E-L-E, I'm a 1-L, M-I-C-H-E-L-E-A-M, as in man, B-U-R-G-E-Y, okay? The call-in number for the show is 619-924-9806. And if you press a 1 after they accept your call in, it lets me know that you'd like to be on the air. So I take the calls first come, first serve. So make sure you stay on once you get on. Everything is working today. I know a couple days ago they were having a little bit of problem today. Everything is working great. So again, today we are going to talk about, are you psychic or intuitive and or an empath or all the above? There's a lot to know. And there's a lot of information about what all these terms mean. And I'm going to ask the angels to help us out, too. I'm going to ask them to come through and give us what they want us to know. Please know that as we go through and we start talking about this, I don't have all the information. I never have all the answers. But what I do have, I'm sharing with you. Some of this information might contradict with what you've heard before. Here's how we do this in the spiritual realm. Feel out what resonates with you. Sometimes a certain explanation from a certain teacher might really resonate with you, and it might be contradictory a little bit to something else you've heard. Go with what resonates with you, okay? That is, it's really important to follow that. Their spirituality is a wide open field. It's an infinite field. There's many, many people doing many different things and getting their information from many different realms, because there's not necessarily one path. What feels right for you? Go with what lifts you, okay? Before we get too far into the topic, I want to tell you a little bit about me. I've been working professionally in this field since 2002. I'm a natural and trained psychic medium. I am clairvoyant, clairaudient, and clairsentient, and I'm a major empath. And I didn't even realize how much of an empath I was until the last couple of years. I'm an advanced energy healer. I've got Reiki. I'm a Reiki master. I've got third-level pranic healing, and I have 22 other energy healing modalities. I'm also a certified clinical hypnotherapist, a past life regressionist, a holistic health practitioner, a metaphysical practitioner, and I'm working on my doctorate, an aromatherapist, crystal healer, sound healer, and I'm almost done with my certification for a biofeedback technician. I am also a spiritual teacher, and I write articles for several magazines now. I'm an angel practitioner with angelpractitioners.com, and I'm also a co-host on the radio show Angelic Realms Radio on Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, right here on Blog Talk Radio. So listen in there if you like to. That means that I am on the air Mondays at 2 p.m. and Fridays at 11 a.m. now. So you should be able to find me somewhere if you feel like you need me. I offer private sessions. So if you like what you hear and if you feel that I could support you on your journey, please contact me for a private, specially designed session just for you. As a spiritual teacher, I offer classes in person, online, and I also do retreats. And you can find out more about what I offer, about pricing, contact info, on my website, again, michelleambergy.com. And visit the calendar, and you can check out classes and retreats. I'm just getting all that stuff updated. So if you're not finding much on there, check back in a couple of days. I also have online classes, and I do readings at angelpractitioners.com as well. So there's a lot of fun stuff going on. I work specifically with the angels at this time to bring through messages from many realms of the angels to help people move through limitations and blockages, and help everybody prepare for the new earth energies that we really are already immersed in. We're already in that. And because of that, a lot of stuff is coming up for people, a lot of clearing. We're really being called to get rid of the gunk, let go of the past, forgive, release, and move forward. Because we are all sacred and divine beings, and we have missions here that are of love and light, no matter who you think you are. No matter what is going on in your life, you are sacred and holy, and you do have a special mission. Everybody who's here on the planet right now is really here for this special time. And it is my honor to be a messenger for the messengers. And again, we're happy to be here today. So don't forget to call in 619-924-9806, and let's get started. As usual, I always like to start with a prayer. You guys are going to get used to that. Everything that I do, it all starts with prayer, moves into information, and sometimes if we have time, we'll even do a little meditation afterwards. So let's just start a prayer. We're going to set our intention. So everybody take a nice deep breath, just breathing in, breathing out. Just bring yourself right here, right now. Wherever you are, bring your energy right to where you're at. Be present right here, right now. And we just call upon angels, archangels, and all of the angelic realms of love and light. I call upon the guides and angels of light of everybody who's listening today, who's ever listening to any of the archives. And we just call upon all of these beautiful beings of divine light. And holy ones, we just ask that you be with us here. We ask that you bless us, that you guide us, that you protect us, and that you love us. We call upon all of the master guides, Christ consciousness, the mighty I am presence. And holy ones, we ask that you wrap us in your love and hold us in your light. We call upon all of the spiritual hierarchy of love and light. And we call upon Mother God, Father God, and Divine Creator by whatever word you call that which is greater than us, but that which still dwells within. We call upon that to be a part of this here today so that we can learn everything we need to learn, hear everything we need to hear, and really be blessed by it, that it really, really lifts us. And we know that as we ask these things, they are done, and so it is. Amen. Isn't that nice? It just sets such a wonderful feel, just brings everything back to the present. So our topic today is, are you psychic or maybe intuitive or empathic or maybe all the above? So let's start out by looking into what these particular terms mean. A psychic is basically someone who could read someone's aura, their energies, or can pick up info from their mental and emotional fields. So in your aura, you have different layers of energy fields. And in those fields, you hold vibrations of the different layers that they are related to, as in the mental field. Your physical energy field is your physical body. Then next to that, you have the emotional body, closest to the physical body. And it really lets you know that, you know, when you're having an emotional experience, your body really feels it. And part of that is because the emotional body, the energetic part of your emotional body, is very close to your physical body. And then next to that is your mental field. And so it's what's going on in your mind. In all three of these fields, your physical body, emotional body, mental body, everything really affects each other. We are, you know, third dimensional beings, and these are the energy fields that are really connected to it and connected to the chakras that are related to that too. Now, that's going to be another show. I'm actually going to do that next week. We're going to talk about the chakras, how they're related to the different energy fields of the auras, and how it relates to your psychic senses as well. So an intuitive is someone who feels or kind of just gets the information from many different levels. Oftentimes, intuitives are very sensitive and empathetic, and some just know what they know, and they know it. Okay, and we're gonna touch on that in a minute. But the intuitives, a lot of times, they're kind of feeling stuff, they're knowing stuff. Sometimes they're getting flashes of information, and so it's sometimes they get kind of bombarded too. An empath is someone who feels everything. They feel the energy of the environment around them. They feel other people's emotions. They pick up residual energies in buildings and homes and even outdoor areas. Empaths oftentimes have a hard time determining what is their emotion and feeling and what belongs to someone else or to something else. Being an empath can sometimes really be overwhelming as well, but it's also a superpower, as are all of these. And I kind of have a special interest in being empathetic or empathy right now because I'm just finally figuring out how much I am an empath and have been going through my life not really realizing. I mean, I knew I was, but I didn't really realize I was. And empaths can go to any place. Go to the mall, and you'd be cruising down the mall, walking, everything's cool, and all of a sudden you just feel like crying. And a lot of times you just walk through a field where maybe a young, you know, early 20-year-old or a teen even just broke up with their boyfriend or just broke up with their girlfriend, and there's sadness, and energy lingers in places, you know, and like attracts like. So sometimes energies from other places all kind of gather in one place. For a lot of different reasons. A lot of times it's electromagnetic. There's either water nearby or a real strong electrical field. So you're an empath, you're cruising, and all of a sudden you just feel like crying your eyes out. Well, that's what's going on. You're picking up on energy. And one thing that's really important is to learn what is you and what is other energies and that you're picking up on things. And we'll talk about that in a bit too. We'll get into that. And I actually, you can get sessions around just learning how to handle your empathic nature. I also do sessions with people, helping them to develop their psychic senses, their intuitive senses as well. So keep that in mind. And so I want to look at some other terms that are used when speaking about all this fun psychic intuitive stuff, because there are a lot of terms out there. And a lot of these terms are almost interchangeable as well. And you're already kind of seeing it as we're talking about this. And what I'm going to ask you to do now is take some notes. As we're talking about this, as I'm giving you some information, as we're going through all this, take some notes as to which one of these things that we're talking about have you had experiences with? Have you had something happen? You're like, oh my gosh, that's what that was. That's the whole reason I'm doing this subject on this radio show, is it so that we can become aware of where our natural innate gifts are, because when we want to start working and developing this, that's where we want to start. And again, I'll get into that later. We'll also talk about it next week. So take some notes to what makes sense to you, what kind of fits with you, what you've experienced. And I want to tell you, too, almost everyone has one or more of these extra senses. Okay, and I believe that we have all of them. It's just more developed in some people than others, and different senses are more developed. I also feel that it's really important to understand and develop all of our extra senses so that we're literally functioning on all cylinders, okay? We have them all for a reason, and it really can enhance our life, okay? So let's start with the term clairvoyant or clairvoyance, which literally means, it's actually a French word, clairvoyant. It means clear seeing. A clairvoyant sees in their mind's eye, typically, okay? Some see things almost like a movie played out in front of them. Some see flashes of color. They see flashes of information. They see flashes of scenes. Some see symbols, and then have to figure out what that means. That's how I get my clairvoyance. I'm not lucky enough to have the whole movie played before me, although it does happen from time to time. But I get flashes of information. I get colors. I get different things, and also with other senses that I have. And so we kind of have to figure out how to put it all together, and that's where practice, getting a good spiritual group, tapping into that really helps get a good spiritual teacher. Some people see auras. Some of the clairvoyants see auras. Some clairvoyants see crossed over loved ones. Some clairvoyants see guides and angels. Children oftentimes see things clairvoyantly. It's really important that we begin to recognize this and to support them so they don't shut down. Because I can tell you just about every single one of you were clairvoyant as a child. But because it was something that was kind of scary to a lot of people, the adults around you had long ago closed up their clairvoyant senses, it was scary, it was freaky, it was weird. And I remember being in a room of people when I was, I don't know how old I was, 3 or 4, and saying something about a person who walked through the room. Obviously, it was somebody that a lot of people, the adults in the room knew, because everybody stopped talking. Everybody's eyes got really big, and they were just looking at me. And I was kind of like, uh-oh. If I remember correctly, I just kind of walked out of the room and went in my bedroom. But so we want to work with the kids. Clairvoyance is really cool because you do get these flashes and everything. But let me tell you, a lot of people aspire to become clairvoyant and don't realize that it's very, very seldom that you just get the whole picture played out before you. That's a very rare occurrence. There's a lot of figuring things out. There's a lot of learning about what symbols mean. There's a lot of learning about what different colors mean. There's a lot of things you have to kind of figure out when you're clairvoyant, because it doesn't, you don't get everything spelled out for you, okay? It's fabulous. I really enjoy mine. I have worked on developing mine more just because I do readings, but I develop all of my senses too. And clairvoyance was one of my innate senses, which I didn't realize until like 10 years ago either. So it's kind of funny. Clairaudience is clairaudient, not audience, like people watching. And it means clear hearing. A clairaudient will hear, usually in their head again, answers to questions, directions, voices. They'll hear from their guides, their angels. And because the auditory nerve is kind of behind the ear in the back of the head, sometimes it feels like a clairaudient is hearing voices coming from behind them, because it's actually the energy is coming from the auditory nerve. So if you ever feel like you're hearing things behind you or you're getting messages, but it's like coming from the back of your head, that's clairaudience, okay? Some clairaudients hear voices like in their ear as if someone were actually standing next to them speaking. Again, that's fairly rare, although there's a lot of people out there who do that. My understanding, I had my guide. I have a guide named Josephus that works with me, and he explained to me that because guides and angels and archangels and all this are super, super high vibration, that when they communicate with us, their energy is such a high vibration that the mechanisms of our ear can't really even pick it up. Okay? It just like bypasses the ear. But the auditory nerve does pick it up. And that's why we will feel it or hear it in the back of our head. Okay? So kind of interesting. Most people who are clairaudient, if you really begin to develop it, you will hear, you'll get almost like supersonic hearing. You'll hear things, you know, two doors down. And it's interesting because if you're hearing it, it's important for you to hear it. Okay, just a little note to take. And I know sometimes I will hear actually in my ear, just as I'm dropping off to sleep, I'll hear a little something. And a lot of times I hear sweet little voices going, you know, and I don't know really who it is. I don't know. But it's like I'm going off to sleep with this wonderful little thank you or thank you very much. It's like, oh, you're welcome. Are you with the light? Are you with the light? Are you with the light? Just to make sure if they're not, they got to go. But it's really sweet. So clairaudient is really cool, clair hearing. Then there's clairsentient. That means clear feeling or clair sensing. Most mothers have some form of this, okay? Because moms can feel the well-being of their offspring, and oftentimes of their spouse or partner too. I know that when my kids were little, my son, we had a house where the master bedroom was on one side of the house, kids' rooms were on the other side of the house, and I woke up in the middle of the night one time, literally on a dead run, and ran to my son's room, and he was having a convulsion. And that was that clairsentient feeling that we are tapped into our kids. And think about it. We raise them in our womb. They're right there at the navel chakra, and the navel chakra is related to clairsentience, is it, to being an empath. That's why we feel stuff in our gut, too, into feeling things about spouses or partners, or and not just love partners, but work partners, people that you work with, school partners, friends. If you're feeling that something's not right in your gut, most likely it isn't, okay? It just means pay attention. It doesn't mean you go and you break up with your boyfriend because you got a bad feeling, or you divorce your husband, or you stop being friends with your friend. But you do pay attention, and you pay attention to what's going on because there's a reason you're having that feeling. With clairsentience, if you get a feeling that's kind of like heavy in your belly, typically it's a negative kind of a thing. If you feel kind of an uplifting, like, ooh, you know, like someone just brought you a gift, ooh, that feels happiness. That is usually a positive thing. So make sure you know that when you feel things in your belly, it isn't all negative. It's uplifting and it's not so uplifting. Pay attention. I want to say that probably I'm getting from the angels 90% of the people that are listening to this or will listen to this podcast have this clairsentience. And it's also a mild form of the being an empath too. An empath is like a clairsentient on steroids. Okay. Also, something I want you to pay attention to too is that the clairsentient sense is a very ancient form of being able to survive. And it's also tied into the fight or flight mechanism. So if you've ever felt like running away, like I have got to get out of here, honor the fact that you are probably picking up on some energy or consciousness that is triggering this fear in you, okay? And it might not be a bad idea to listen to that feeling, okay? If you all of a sudden are like, oh, heck no, I'm not staying here, or heck no, I'm not doing that, listen to yourself. And you know what? You don't have to explain to anybody why you have changed your mind or why you're not getting on that plane or why you don't want to party or whatever. Okay, you follow your gut instinct because your guts will not steer you wrong. And that is clairsentience. That is that empathic nature. So I now want to talk a little bit more about empaths. Again, empaths are clairsentience on steroids. And they are typically super, super sensitive people. Empaths are oftentimes introverts too. Not because they necessarily want to be, but because being in large groups and crowds or energetically chaotic or dirty energy can be almost overwhelming, okay? It's almost like you just are open wide and just information and energies and stuff are coming at you all the time. And there are ways to work with that. And, again, I can help you with that. We're going to talk about that a little bit later and also on next week's show. Empaths will sometimes cry, laugh, get angry, weird out, feel threatened, or actually run away or run towards something for no apparent reason. A lot of times people who are friends of empaths are like, what is going on with you? Why are you freaking out? And a lot of times the empath doesn't even know. I know that I cry a lot and for no reason. But I'm learning now, you know, that I am an empath and I am picking up on stuff. And so when doing that, I'm able to be more aware of what's going on around me. And what I do is I just kind of bless whatever that is and release it. You don't want to hold on to it. You don't want to hang on to it, keep it with you, let it keep swirling around in your energy field. If you have these emotions come up and well up through you, feel them, you know, experiencing them a little bit, acknowledge them, but then let them go, okay? You don't want to hold on to it. Empaths really, really feel other people's emotions. One of the things that empaths really need to do is learn to tell the difference between their emotions and what they're picking up on from others. Okay, and it does take practice, and I recommend that you do meditation on a regular basis to become familiar with how you feel inside you in your sacred, wonderful, beautiful inside. And really the only way to do that is to practice awareness and to use meditation. And you can use meditation and awareness together. There, you can meditate just by being aware, sitting quietly and paying attention to what's going on around you. It's beautiful, and it works really good. So if you think that you're an empath, start doing some meditation and some awareness. The next thing we want to look at is clairsavance, or a clairsavant, also called claircognizance. Okay? This means clear knowing. These are a lot like the intuitives who just kind of know that they know things. And when asked how they know, they don't know, but they know. It's an amazing clair to develop. And many of the savants throughout time who created masterpieces of music and art and dance and all that, those people we call savants, like there's a lot of kids on the planet right now that at 3 years old, they sit down and do an entire Mozart sonata, you know. These savants, they have the claircognizance. They have the clairsavant, and they've opened up these clair senses, probably because they've done it in the past, and they're bringing it through into this life. Clairsavants are open to infinite realms of knowledge, and knowledge, everything that exists, is always ever-present. So they can tap into information from the past, from the present, from the future, which is always present, from other dimensions, other planets, other galaxies, even other universes. So if you have a friend who's just talking about stuff that is just way the heck out there, they're probably a clairsavant. They're probably a clairsavant because they're getting information that is not typical for your average human being. So talk to them about it. Or if you're one of them who feels like you get messages from other places, cool. I know a lot of artists, and they all just bring through this amazing stuff, and they're using that clairsavant. They're tapping into that divine energy. So super cool. Another one that we don't hear much about, clairgustience, clear tasting or clear smelling. We don't really hear much about it, but it is a part of the five psychic senses, and it can inform us of our world. I saw a medium one time, and I can't remember who it was. I keep thinking it was Hollister Rand, but I don't want to pin her as the one because I'm not 100% sure. But I remember seeing this beautiful medium, and she smelled so much of stuff, and she did almost her whole reading through clairgustience. Oh, I'm smelling cherries. and I'm seeing, well, you know, she had some other senses, but, and I'm seeing a cherry tree, but I'm smelling cherry pie. I'm smelling it cooking in the oven. And she would do readings with the clairgustiance, which I just found fascinating. A lot of times when I'm doing readings, I'll smell things as well or taste things. Sometimes it's kind of icky part of the clairgustiance is if I get like an icky taste in my mouth or I smell something that's kind of icky and I'll know there's something maybe a little bit lower energy coming in. It's a time to kind of sit down, redo your grids, send whatever that is out. My natural father, my biological father, who has crossed over, he used to smoke a lot. And he was really, really psychic. And so a lot of times when he pops in, I'll smell cigarettes. And I'll smell cigarettes with other people, too. So it's kind of cool. I mean, it's not necessarily and I used to smell it really strong. And I told him, I said, just a little whiff is good. You don't need to do any more than that. but kind of cool. It identifies. And so there are mediums who use clairgustians in their mediumship readings as well. We talked about that. And so that brings us to the term mediumship. What's mediumship? And basically it is the gift of being able to see, hear, feel, know, smell, and taste the presence of our loved ones who've crossed over. Every medium is psychic or intuitive. Not every psychic is a medium. So if you go to a psychic person or an intuitive, not all of them do the mediumship part. It really is, it's a different mechanism. It's a shifting of energy. It's really different. It's really different. I do both. And a lot of times I'll have someone that's like, oh, I wonder about this, about this, about this, and then it's my mom here. And it's like, whoa, wait a minute. We need to kind of shift energy to move into that. So it's super cool. The same clair senses are used by mediums. Some have one or two or use all of their clair senses with the mediumship, okay? So I have just now bombarded you guys with a ton of information, and so we're going to take a call. We're going to take a call, see what you guys have to talk about. I see several people with their hands up. I am going to go to area code 951. And hi there, this is Michelle. You're on Love Light Radio. Who am I talking to?
Hi, Michelle. You're talking to Nathaniel.
Hi, Nathaniel. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm super good. Where are you from, Nathaniel?
I'm from Barstow, California.
Right on. You guys are going to get hot out there this weekend, too, aren't you?
Oh, you know it.
I'm sorry.
I'll have to live with it.
Go ahead. I hope you have air conditioning.
I don't. But I have that swamp cooler. But
I may try to go to
somewhere, you know, for a while. Or I don't know what I'll do, but I hope I'll be blessed. Oh, actually, I might rent a car for an interview and go to the beach, actually.
There you go.
I have an interview, so I don't know if that's going to work out with Travis.
Oh, super cool. You know what? Is Travis there near you?
Travis is back where I used to live, in Santa Ana, California.
Okay.
Do you know California very well?
I know it. I actually live in Fountain Valley, which is right next to Santa Ana.
Oh. All right. I'm in Barstow.
Yeah, so here is the thing, because I was going to say, I'm not feeling Travis around you, and that's why I asked the question. I feel a really good feeling about this Travis in this interview with you. I feel like you're really going to kind of almost like make a connection with him.
Well, what happened on May 19th, I went out to have an interview with him, and he wasn't there. And I got interviewed by his assistant, so he wants me to come back, he said. So I was going to try to switch the date to Monday instead of Tuesday. Do you think that would be okay?
Getting a no on that. I'm getting stick with what you were given.
Really?
Yeah, I feel like Travis is really, really busy, and I'm feeling almost like Monday isn't a good day for him. And it's almost like if you try switching it around, it's actually going to get pushed back.
I'm going to be a pain in the ass and kind of get pushed around in an order. Shouldn't try to bicker on the date if you're
exactly. Yeah, go see him on the appointed time, and I feel like you're going to get the job.
Do you think I should be in contact with him? Do you think I should try to? No, I guess I don't have to.
Yeah, no,
I don't have to really
get to know on that. The angels are saying show up fully present, and you're going to do great.
Well, that's great.
Okay, Nathaniel. And you know what? I am going to move on. And if I can help you at all, please contact me on MichelleAnnerge.com, and I'll help you out further.
Hey, well, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Nathaniel, and good luck. I'm going to keep you in my prayers.
Oh, thanks. Thanks a whole lot.
You're welcome. You're welcome, and thank you for listening.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, hon. All righty, and we're going to take another call from area code 305, who has patiently been waiting here. Hi, you're on
Love
Life Radio. I'm good. What is your name and where are you from?
My name is Maria, and I am calling from Florida.
Hi, Maria from Florida. What can I do for you today?
Well, I am calling regarding my love life. And
all right.
Okay.
Yeah, what is your question?
Well, I really would like to be in a relationship, but I haven't met anybody, I guess, worthy, and maybe it's not the right word, but.
No, that's a good word. Use that word. That's fair. Who is the past relationship that you're still connected with? There's still a man, it's a past relationship that's energetically in your field.
That must be my ex-husband, although we've been divorced for like 3 years.
Okay, do you interact with him at all?
No, not at all. I haven't spoken to him since we got divorced.
Wow, because he's still in your field. Somebody still has feelings for somebody. I kind of feel it's almost like him for you. I feel like there's some sadness and some regret. We're coming up on this summer solstice. Do some cord cutting and cut the cords to him. And do maybe even write a letter of goodbye to him and set him free. You don't even have to talk to him. This is about you. This is about energy. Because there is somebody coming. Ooh, I'm getting total chills. Somebody's coming in for you. But you've got to clear the energy out of your field. Not sure why it's in your field still. And, you know, we get married to somebody, we create a really strong bond. You can even, in your little letter of releasing to him, you can even say, I release you from the vow of marriage. And I release myself from the vow of marriage. Because there's a kind of a karmic bond that happens when we take a vow in the name of God. Release him and release yourself from that vow. Because you have somebody else who's coming in. I'm going to say you're going to meet him by October. Not in October, by October. And if you do this work on Monday and do it really strong with your whole heart, this guy is going to come in, and he's going to be your Mr. Wonderful. He's strong, but he's sweet. It's a really interesting combo. He's very strong. He's kind of manly, but he's sweet. Uh-huh. He's a sweetheart. He's going to bring a lot of joy into your life. I can see him smiling. When you see him, the first time you see him, what you're going to recognize about him is his beautiful smile and his sparkling eyes, okay? And when you meet him, he's going to recognize you as someone very special kind of before you recognize him. He's going to chase you a little bit, and you're going to be like, oh, okay. So it's really exciting and super cool. Yeah, he's coming.
Wow.
He's coming, honey. Just get this other energy out of your field. It's part of what's been holding you back.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you very much.
You are
much.
So welcome, and thank you for listening.
Yes, it was very interesting, your talk. Very, very informative.
Oh, cool, wonderful. We're going to have more next week. So listen in next week. We got more some big subjects. Yay. So thank you. Bye-bye,
yes.
hon.
Bye-bye.
All righty. Nathaniel and Maria, thank you so much for calling in. There's a few more themes that I want to talk about, and then if we have a little bit extra time, we're going to get to some more callers. We've got a bunch of people on the line. But I want to make sure that we talk about kind of in general how to develop the senses and get them going. And then, like I said, next week we're going to get more into like the chakras, what chakras are related, and how to work with the chakras to develop your senses as well. So the first thing I always like to tell people on the subject of developing your senses, we're going to call them your psychic senses, even though it's intuitive, the different senses, is think about developing them all out of the gate. You want to develop all of them, because if you have all of them working, you've got all these different ways of gathering information from the unseen realms, okay? A lot of people want to be clairvoyant, which is the clear seeing. Remember, we've got the clear seeing. But it isn't necessarily the best way to go, because a lot of times when you're clairvoyant, you're getting pictures of stuff, but you don't know what it is. You can get a tree and a gold coin and a river. So, well, what does that mean? Okay, so if you're developing just your clairvoyance, you don't have the whole picture. You don't always get the whole picture. So you want to develop all the senses. And it's also important to identify which clairsense you're naturally using right now. It's like, that's part of the reason I went through that whole list, kind of explained everything. It's like, which one are you using right now? Which one comes to you? I know that as a child, I was clairvoyant. I could see things, and I would feel things intensely. So it's like, I was just such a crybaby and so incredibly shy when I was little. It's kind of hilarious. I'm on a radio show now. But it's really important to figure out what you're working with now and to start with those ones, developing those ones. I want to say again, almost everybody listening here today and people that are going to be listening to the podcast later, the clairsentience, the clairfeeling. And it's one of our kind of natural survival ones, so you want to do that. And then other ones that are coming in for you too. Start by becoming aware of how your natural clairsense is informing you of your world too. Really pay attention to the feelings and the information, to symbols, and to thoughts that are coming to you. Your clairsenses will actually bring random thoughts through your head. So that little clairsavance, little clairvoyance, too. You know that you know, and, you know, coming through the head, a lot of times you get a picture with that thought. So pay attention to that. To develop further, you have to be aware of what is already going on. Okay, does that make sense? You need to be aware of what's already going on. And you might really be surprised at how much you really are getting. When you kind of stop and go, oh, I just saw a feather, and I'm feeling happy, and this person just walked by. Or I just thought of my mother. I think I'm going to give my mom a call. Okay, paying attention, being present. And then I say this all the time. I'm going to wear your ears out saying this. You've got to start a regular practice of prayer and meditation, okay? If you really want to develop this for yourself and you really want to use it to benefit your life, to further your goals, prayer and meditation. And here's a really basic explanation of these things. Prayer is asking for what you want and speaking your gratitude. Meditation is opening a space to listen to your answers, okay? Remember, you might not get your answers right then and there, but if you create a space, it will come to you. And so if you're also practicing being aware of how your clairsenses are informing you, you will get the message. Because, again, it's all about intention. It's about, dear angels, please, please help me to develop my clairsenses. I really want to be able to use my innate God-given gifts to help me become a better person, to get a better job, to find a better house, to step into my spiritual path, to meet my divine mission, whatever that is, please help me. And I thank you so much that you are there for me to speak to reach out to, and I thank you that I know that answer is going to come to me, and then just kind of sit quietly. And You don't have to try to empty the mind. Don't try to do the silence of the mind thing. It doesn't work. I've been doing meditation for 15 years, and the silent mind thing is rare. But sit in awareness. Pay attention to what you're hearing. Oh, the birds are singing outside. Oh, my printer is humming a little bit. Oh, I can hear the refrigerator a little bit. I can hear the kids in the school down the street. Start being aware. What does the room around you look like? Is it bright? Is it dark? You know, what color are your walls? What's hanging on your walls? Really be present. Present. I keep saying presence. I want presence. really pay attention. Just be aware. Connect up with what's going on with you right here, right now. Because you have to be present and be able to create a mind set or a mind place where you are aware for you to even get the messages that you're looking for at all anyway. So that's another reason for the meditation. You need to be aware. You can't be thinking 3 days ahead of you and worrying 5 years behind you. Let go of the past. It's gone. Nothing you can do about it. Bless it. Forgive them. Forgive you. Thank them. Thank you. And move into the present and start creating a glorious future. Because you cannot create anything in the future without being present right now either. And there's a whole other radio show for you guys. Again, don't go for the big silence of the mind thing. It's too much, and no one does it right out of the gate, and you'll just get discouraged, and you'll stop meditating. Don't do it. Listen. When I say prayer and meditation, we can even replace the word meditation with listen, listening, active listening, conscious listening. Be aware. Bring your awareness into where you're at right at the moment, okay? And don't make it a struggle. Just do it. Don't get all wonky on it. Just sit out. Just do it. And you can do it anywhere. Do it in your car. You know, pay attention. What's going on around you in your car? Listen to what's really going on. Look at what is around you. Really look. Really listen. And take a few moments every day to do this. It will literally expand your mind. It will open your clair senses, and it will bring you a ton of joy. Okay? So if you're interested in what we've got going on here, I have a couple of Facebook pages. If you're a Facebookie, come and join me. One of them is Intuitive Consultant Michelle Ambergie. One of them is Love Light Radio. Love Light Radio, I'm going to be posting further information about the shows. I'm working on getting a blog, so I have blog posts on there. I have blog posts for my other show, Angelic Realms Radio, that's on Monday. So get on that Facebook page, Love Light Radio. I have online classes with Michelle Ambergie. I do classes online. You'll find information there, where to go find them. Right now I'm getting some classes on angelicpractitioners.com, which is cool. And as we move into the summer, I'll have some on my website as well. I have Angel Essences with Michelle. I do giveaways on that one too. It's about essential oils and education around essential oils, scientific information. I do doTERRA essential oils. I also do Wisdom of the Earth plant essences, so it's really cool. And if you do the Tweety, if you're a Twitter person, follow me at Psychic Michelle. If you follow me at Psychic Michelle, send me a little message that you're a follower of the radio show, and I will follow you back, okay? I love to connect with you guys. I love to communicate with you guys. We have all these awesome technologies, and let's use them. Let's use them. It's why I do this show. I want to get this out. I want to help you guys. I want to be able to get all this information out. The angels are so excited to be able to help people, and there's so many more people that are interested. So I am being told by the angels that I need to connect with area code 813. We're getting down to D time, so let's make this one really quick. Area code 813. Hi there.
Hello.
This is Michelle. You're on Love Light Radio. What's your name?
Hi, yes. My name is Nicole. I'm calling from Chandler, Indiana.
Hi, Nicole. What can I help you with today, honey? The angels wanted to talk to you.
I just want to hear what the angels have to say first.
Oh, how funny. Okay, because this is going to be quick. Archangel Raphael is coming in. He is the healing angel. And the oh, I'm getting chills, honey. First thing he's saying is, everything is okay. You're not wrong or doing anything wrong. Okay?
Okay.
He's saying, let go of the doubt and the struggle that people have been trying to put on you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. He's saying, let go. He's saying, call upon him, Archangel Raphael. Also, Archangel Michael is coming in, and he's showing me he's putting this beautiful blue light around you to protect you from whatever this is that's kind of bombarding you. Okay?
Hi.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Okay, and then ask a real quick question.
Uh-huh. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just wondering about, I'm sorry, I thought you had something to say to me. I was just wondering about relationships, actually. Would you seek relationships?
Okay, and you're talking about a love relationship, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and you're wanting one to come in?
Actually, I'm married right now. We're separated. I just want to see if you see us getting back together. That's where my struggle is right now.
Interesting. Okay, cool, because I was going to tell you that you have a love connection that is coming back around for you. So, yeah, you are. Yes, you are.
Okay,
it's
cool.
It's really important. Yeah, it's important that you let go and forgive whatever's gone in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that's what Archangel Raphael and Archangel Michael is helping you do. Okay, I feel like there's some guilt that's going on here, too. Just forgive it and move on, honey. He loves you.
Okay, because that's what I was concerned about, if he still loves me or not, because we've been separated since February. And we've been, and our wedding anniversary is coming up next month, July 23rd, on my birthday.
Yeah,
so,
you know what? Just love him, send him love, forgive him, forgive yourself, and this relationship is salvageable. Okay?
Okay. So he's not angry. He's not angry at me, or because there is.
He's hurt.
Go ahead.
Yeah, he's hurt. He's not necessarily angry anymore. And this is when it remember we're talking about prayer and meditation? Ask the angels, ask God for what you want. Stay in prayer and meditation. Send him love. It's all about you have to just love him, just marinate him with all of the love that you have inside of you for him, okay? It is going to be okay.
Okay, because he's the one who said to me that he didn't want to be with me anymore, and I was like, you know, I begged him to get, you know, don't do this to me, you know.
Yep. Well, you're getting information on how to do it a different way.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, try what Angela is saying. And you know what? They told me to take your call. They pointed to your number. I've got 30 people on the line. They pointed to you. They wanted you to have this information. So take it and use it, okay?
All right, thank you so much, and thank you, Archangel Michael and Raphael.
Yay, I'm going to keep you in my prayers, too, all right?
All right, thank you so much.
Okay, honey, bye-bye. All righty, super cool. I love when the angels do that. They're like, pick that person. So we're getting down to the wire. Again, I want to tell you that we, all of us here, me at Love Light Radio, we're on the air Fridays, 11 a.m., next week, we are going to talk about more about this topic because there's so much to know. There's so much that we want to talk about. I'm really going to get into the chakras, how they relate to the clairsenses, and how we're going to make all this stuff kind of start working. I hope this really opened up your guys' awareness to what you already have going on. There was a lot of reason I really wanted to go through each of the different clairsense and what they mean and kind of how they work, because every one of you have some of this going on because these are God-given senses. These aren't like only special people get them. Everybody has them. It's part of our senses, and we worked with them a lot more in the past, but our modern culture has really kind of cut it off because it just doesn't serve survival in our modern culture. But we're finding that living without them isn't serving us either. So it's really time to wake that up again and get it going. Also next week, I am trying to carve it out so that we have some time that I can do a meditation with you guys. Because one of the things I love to do are meditations. And if you go to my website, michellelamberge.com, I have three meditations on there. I have three free meditations, and they're each about a half an hour to 40 minutes long. So you really have a place where you can tap in. You can get your energy cleared. You can get your chakras cleared, energy fields cleared, really lifted. So go ahead and go there. Two of them are in my blogs. So on the front page, we ask for an email. If you don't want to do that, that's cool. Go to my blog page, and there's two meditations on there that you can listen to. You can do it every day. So what I want to do is I want to remind you guys of something that so many people have forgotten, is that you are a powerful, sacred, divine being of light. All the good things that you've ever dreamed of are your birthright. You did not dream those things up because you're not supposed to have them, or there's supposed to be a carrot dangling out there all the time. You dream your dreams. You have your hopes because you were meant to have them. They're your birthright. So let go of the things that have held you back. Let go of, and this is a scary one, let go of the people who have held you back, okay? Let go of all the stuff that has kept you from really moving forward, because you know what? Most of that stuff are just thoughts and belief systems. They're just energy, and they're not doing you any good, all right? Give yourself permission to be everything that you have ever dreamed of being, okay? And then take one step, one tiny step, every single day in the direction of your dreams. Just one tiny step. And when you take a step forward on your dream, the universe comes rushing in to support you, to love you, to bring the right people, to bring the right opportunities. If you get just a little trickling of what you want, take another step and take another step and another step towards your goals and your dreams. The universe wants you to have your goals and dreams. The angels, God, God is creator, all of that that you believe in, wants you to be living your life of your dreams. They want you to be supported. So give yourself permission. Let go of all the crap. Let go of what people have told you. Let go of what your culture tells you. Let go of what maybe your nationality tells you. Let go of what your religion has told you. Maybe even let go of what mom and dad have told you. That's a hard one. Let go of thinking that you have to do it the way it's always been done. You don't. You don't. Step out of the box, dust yourself off, do some prayer and meditation, and get yourself moving in the direction of your dreams, okay? Because you are the master of your ship. You're the master. You're steering your ship. Where do you want to go? Do you want to go into happiness and joy and love and peace and harmony? Then steer your ship in that direction, okay? If you have people in your life that are just Debbie Downers and are always saying down things and make you feel crappy, stop being around them. Stop doing that. If you're going places that when you get done you feel drained and icky, stop going there, okay? Sometimes it means you have to be alone for a little bit. That's okay. That's the clearing out point. That's when you can do your prayer meditation and clear all these energies away, forgive yourself, forgive them, write a little goodbye letter to whoever needs that, and get yourself reoriented towards your goals, okay? You're the master of your ship. Steer it into your bright, beautiful, new future. Because you deserve it. You're sacred, you're holy, and you're divine. And you are meant to have everything that you want. There's nothing you can't do. There's nothing you can't have. And there's nothing you cannot be. You just have to take the action, believe in yourself no matter what, and do it. And I want to tell you, I love you guys. I'll be with you next Friday, 11 a.m. Pacific time. You guys have a great week. Bye-bye.